Let's discuss an essential marketing strategy, social media marketing. There are thousands of social media platforms, worldwide, even then, Facebook remains the most renowned one amongst all. It has 2.6 billion active monthly users and seems to have up a 10% increase in customers year on year. I usually love spending my time on Facebook, surfing and sharing things every day, that too at zero cost. But if you are a brand, then you can't just share random things and expect it to work for you. Facebook prioritizes, shares, content that people enjoy and love to engage with. Therefore, being a business owner, your main goal should be to know the type of content which users like and create it accordingly. There are also different AI-based ad intelligence tools, which helps in providing a quick overview of the trending ads in your niche. Using these tools, you can build a healthy relationship with your audience and lure potential clients. One of the best ad intelligence tools amongst all the available one is PowerAdSpy. PowerAdSpy, it is one the largest and top one software of its kind which helps you in running FB and Insta ads that helps you make money in one go. See all new live and past YouTube, Google, Facebook, and Instagram ads in every niche. Check out the countries you need to target based on marital status, age, gender, etc. See where the winner's ad traffic is sent off. Try to get those winners for your business. But even after drafting the content considering the user needs, are your Facebook posts reaching the desired audience? Whether you are new or have just started your brand page, here are Facebook advertising best practices to implement. 08 Facebook post best practices to attain desired goals. Making Facebook work with those apex posting tips to your advantage. Know about your targeted niche. Crafting engaging content is almost impossible if you don't have at least a minimum idea of the demographic that you are targeting. A small amount of research will assist you to go a long way. Hence, consider questions like who they are, the location they belong to, ladies or gents, their interest area, etc. Thankfully, Facebook provides us with its audience insights tool inside the Ads Manager, a way to get this information. Two options are available, people connected to blogs, and another is everyone associated with you on Facebook. You can give a try to these Facebook best post practices to help your posts grow organically. Also on your ad strategies, if required. Tag friends or people quoted in social messages. It's human nature to get known for doing something new and amazing. So tag your friends, colleagues, or peeps who are associated with it, in the social messages and posts you write. Here are some of the simple ways to engage friends, fans, and colleagues with your social accounts. Design and create graphical quotes with graphic designing tools, like Canva, or can also customize as per your requirements with Photoshop. Tag a person who is associated with it or the business they are a part of, in your post. You can also easily get their other social profiles and related stuff just by searching their name or business page on Facebook. If you are a business having your blog site and accept guest authors to write for your blog, then tag them in the social messages and promote their blogs. There will be higher chances to bring more shares, likes, comments on your posts, which not only makes your guest bloggers awesome but will also make your business a big brand. Use attractive creatives. Visuals are key to grabbing your audience's attention. Human beings are visual lovers, that's why it's always nice to include a video or picture in your article. Often making the text or email easy to understand and remember like visuals. If it turns out to be innovative and best practices for Facebook, consistency counts. Your imaginative audience is much likely to stop as they click through their stories. Set the norm for clean, transparent pictures. Evite something that is bubbling. Experiment with your own product images/videos, customer testimonials, GIFs, and colors that complement/contrast them. See what's really attracting attention. Aspire to be consistent. Most of us might have heard about people saying, the best time to post content on Facebook is afternoon. But not anymore. Nowadays, people spend their whole time on social media, and it's advised for each brand to choose their perfect time to post. It's because the perfect time to share depends on tons of factors based on the brand and the niche it belongs to. Which type of industry are you in? Who is your targeted audience? When do your fans come online? To get the best time to share your post, check your posts. You can also get the right time using Facebook Page Insights, under the Post tab, to get a detailed overview of fans for each day of the week. Share things that's relevant. Curating social media content is an amazing way for you to share the industry's most important content with the fans. It offers a great opportunity to include the writers behind the pieces you post. It helps to identify the talent you felt worth sharing with your fans, thus allowing your audience to discover even more engaging material. Share trending content. Another best way to keep up with the modern day trends is by sharing or posting the content which is new and looks appealing to the clients. As per the new trend, sharing black and white images is a new way to drive high-end engagements. Videos are also skyrocketing. Brands who started out on video early before it became the standard are much likely to gain good profit from the trend. Take advantage of Facebook Live. Using the Facebook Live feature is one of the best ways to drive more engagements in your post. As per different surveys, Facebook Live videos seem to bring 6x more engagements compared to regular videos. If you are planning to start using this Facebook Live feature, then here are some of the simple tips that would help you to get started. Share important strategies. Register a tutorial. Have a questionnaire with experts in your niche. Take your followers behind the scenes. Promote a new product or service launch. Archive an experiment. But before you start your live video, intimate your fans or friends on a prior basis. It builds excitement and anticipation. Write some briefs about what live stream is all about. Try and test different ideas. Feeling confused about what to publish, there are different types of things which you can try that will oscillate with your group of crowd. Here are a few marketing ideas on Facebook to consider. Live blog posts. Sharing live blogs is often a tried and tested custom. Offering tips and tricks while converting normal traffic into organic one to your website is a perfect way. Only post your articles linked to the status box on Facebook. Assist it with a persuasive call to action or with a line taken from the article's introduction. Organize questionnaires. Questions are perfect initiators of discussion. You can ask a question in the form of a plain text or image. Giveaways or contests. Planning to run an online contest? Feel free to post it on the Facebook timeline. It isn't just a good practice of posting on Facebook drives high-end user engagement, it also allows you to attract more entrants in the contest. Apart from this, if you're looking for a method to gain you more leads using giveaways and competition, give a try to a good social media management software, like Socinator. Create linked Facebook group. Finally, creating a Facebook community and connecting it to your Facebook page is a possible response to the dropping of organic scope and interaction on Facebook. For your most active fans, a Facebook community will definitely create more conversations than your Facebook profile. My hunch is that the Facebook community discussions would help your Facebook page in a variety of ways. More awareness. As members of the group associate with each other, then it's much likely that they have your brand in their minds. At the same time, also share posts and comment on the Facebook page link to the group chats. It encourages users, members, to check out the Facebook page along with stories and live videos. Boost algorithm. It's completely a guess. As Facebook group is connected to your Facebook page, interaction with your Facebook group can have an effect on how your Facebook page posts rank on newsfeed for your members. Conclusion. If you have been struggling to drive interaction on your Facebook page, I hope you've found 1 or 2, or 0-8, strategies that could be useful to you. One thing I'd bear in mind when using such techniques is that the findings take some time to reveal. It took us some time to find out what our Facebook page works. Don't be disheartened if you don't see an immediate rise in involvement. Okay, These are some of the Facebook post best practices which I feel beneficial. I would really love to hear from you about your strategy for the Facebook lead. Which are some strategies you tried and did, or did not, work for you? Which strategies do you want to try to go forward? Do share your thoughts in the comments section below.